Thank you for calling XPO. This is Sonia. How can I help you?
Yes, I was calling. This number called me, and I wasn't sure if it was the people for my stove or not.
Yes, it was to provide the time frame for your services. It's the telephone number
okay.
we're speaking on associated with the order.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, one moment, please.
Are you cold? It's 75 degrees in here. You're feeling the fan. You're feeling the fan. It's on high. I can feel it on my leg.
Whole front white. You can't see no numbers.
That's what it says it's supposed to be.
There's about degrees of air at kind of the iron, hot and humid. It's not the same as 75 degrees deep humidified air in your home. It's got to do with that feels like thing, you know. 75 degrees is 75 degrees.
I do apologize for the hold. It just takes an extra minute or two with the phone numbers.
It's okay. I just want to make sure I didn't lose you.
Okay, no, I'm still here.
Me too.
You got to eat?
All right, I do apologize for that hold. Could you verify the name and address on the order, please?
Brandy Taylor. It's 280 Fox Cove Drive, Eden, Georgia. 31307.
Okay. Now, the phone number did generate, this is an old order, a Home Depot order.
Yeah, and they were supposed to come on the 13th is what they told me.
Okay, again, this is an old order, a delivery order, I guess. This is from 2020, October 30th of 2020.
No, they have, well, I ordered a refrigerator, and that was when I was in Utah.
Yes, that's the old order I have. I don't have an updated order with the services scheduled tomorrow.
Well, they called me and told me that it would be the 13th to wait on the call the day before.
Yes, the night before is when you'll receive the time frame call. Is there a different phone number associated with the order?
435 is the only number. That's my number. There's no other number. They were supposed to come out and measure the hole for my stove. I haven't purchased it yet because they said they wouldn't do anything until they measured.
So has the measure been completed?
No, nobody's ever came. That's what I'm waiting, I guess, from you guys.
Okay, we don't have a measure order in the system for you.
Do you have... I went in there and paid the money, so I don't understand what's going on, because I've talked to two, the day I went into Home Depot and purchased the $69, was it $69 or $99, the plan thing for them to come out and measure it, and then the money would go toward the installation. So I don't understand what's going on. That's okay. The phone number I would give them. That's the phone number that they called me on. This number called me on this on my phone number yesterday, I guess they called. They called me, yeah, yesterday. At 1 o'clock, I missed the call.
All right, I can try searching again to see if it gets me an order. One moment.
I'm still on hold. She said they're in a service order from me.
It's in a service order from you.
They called me and told me.
When?
But they didn't have a spot until the 13th.
Before what? Did you say what time?
No, they're supposed to call me tonight and tell me what time it was tomorrow, but they called me yesterday.
They didn't tell you what time yesterday?
I didn't see that they called yesterday.
Uh-oh. All right, I do apologize for that hold. And again, the phone number 435-255-0845 is not generating a new order or an install order in our system.
Well, how do we get the an order generated?
Home Depot would have to send it over to us. Please let me explain it to you. Home Depot would have to send it over to us. I don't have an order to schedule anything.
So how do we get it done?
I'll go back to Home Depot and take care of it.
Thank you. Anything else I could help with?